Stuart, that was fairly comprehensive and a comfortable evening for Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, the worrying thing is the application, the attitude. But I thought tonight the players spot on. We started, came out the traps, scored, well, three goals. Should have scored more. Disappointing thing today, or last night, was finding out that Stevie Mayes was suspended. So I would imagine he'd have loved playing in that game tonight as well, the amount of chances we created. But credit to the boys. Like I said to them, it's about doing a professional job, doing it right, doing it correctly. I thought we moved the ball quickly and caused them problems. And it, again, I'm getting greedy, but we should have had more than three goals.
I know it doesn't matter how they go in, but three, well, certainly two very well-made goals as well by Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, Jack McGomer, we know, can come off the line, cut inside and shoot. And encourage him to do that, and he's scored a great goal. And a goal from a set play, I think, Gary Medine tracking the back post there, Johnny on the spot. So, and I think did Atty get the goal, or was it an own goal, or was it Atty's goal? Or?
Well, let's give it him, because he missed seven really good headed chances to actually score before he scored with a header.
Well, I've been working on him, and he knows I want him between the posts.
You need some more work with those headers.
No, but at least he's in the right position. And if he keeps getting in the right position and we keep creating chances, yes, he has to convert them. Yes, he's got to make the goalkeeper work. Yes, he's got to hit the target. But credit to the boy. And even his goal, he's got between the posts. So I think that's three-headed goals, two in pre-season and another one tonight. But maybe he could have had another three or four with that as well.
I know it's all about building momentum at the start of the season, but as a confidence booster, as a way to get the players playing, maybe that type of passing football you want to see, it's been a good exercise tonight.
I think so. We've carried on from the Brighton game. Like I just said to the players, with respect to Notts County, what we didn't want to do is play at their tempo. We wanted to play at a high intensity, move the ball one and two touch, and give the man options on the ball, which I thought we had in abundance tonight. And again, you could just see the confidence that came into the boys. So we've got to carry that into the Derby game now.
There has been this idea about Sheffield Wednesday needing to get maybe more width into the game. In fact, you've alluded to it yourself. But when you see McComber playing like that on the left-hand side, he's giving you food for thought, isn't he?
He's a good player. Unfortunately, we lost him far too many games last season. He's had a full pre-season. He looks sharp. Scores goals, creates goals, runs at people, gets people stood up from, and he can go from a standing start. And I thought him and Joe Matic had some good combination play down the left-hand side.
Do you feel that he can regularly make the step up to the Championship?
Well, he set his standard, and one pleasing thing, like I say, he creates goals and scores a goal. When he's on my side of the dugout, it's easy to play his game, and when it's the other side, I'm having to bark instructions. You just realise he's got to work on his defensive side, which I thought he did a very good job at Brighton on Saturday. But he just switches off a little bit, and so you'll know when I'm shouting at Jack 10 yards, 20 yards, he's got to get back into shape and into position. And credit to the boy, he wants to learn, he wants to do well as well.
It's interesting, from the two games that we've seen from Wednesday so far, I mean, they've had to be different types of performances because it's different quality of opposition, I suppose. But what have you seen that from this squad that you can take into maybe Derby at the weekend here? Because there will be more onus on you to attack here against them at the weekend.
Yeah, rightly so, and it'd be a difficult game. Just reminded the boys there, we owe Derby one. We had a good performance against them last season, and the boy Bamford's hit a worldie. They've started a bit like us. I think they've had two victories, two clean sheets. We've similar. Something's got to give. But I'm just great. I just think on our own patch, we're playing with a lot of confidence. And the most important thing, I think, is that we're creating chances, and the players are converting them. Now I've got a little bit of competition up front as well, which is going to be healthy as well.
Two of your strikers scored today. You're not going to need May on Saturday.
Well, it's going to be a problem for me, isn't it? So that's why I'm in the job. But I've got a lot of people chomping at the bit wanting to play. The pleasing thing tonight as well, not being disrespectful to Notts County, but it allowed me to get on the lads that have been on outside sort of looking in recently to get some leg minutes in their legs as well, and chance to save some lads as well for Saturday and keep them fresh.
Dejan Kelaar, just on that, wasn't involved today. Is there an issue there? What's the matter with him?
Unfortunately, Dejan's picked, when, I don't know if you remember the Newcastle game, he's picked up a knee injury, so we're just waiting for a scan. It's just not responded to treatment as quickly as possible, but that curse of the centre-halves again, unfortunately. So we're just waiting for the results of the scan.
So you don't know yet how long he's going to be out for?
Not at this moment, no.
Between now and the weekend, obviously you brought May in. How likely is it that you'll be able to add something else to your squad? I know we've spoken about the striker priority.
Yeah, we're trying. We keep trying. Hopefully my phone will ring, and hopefully when I ring somebody else's phone, they'll answer and just say the word, yes, you can have him. So we're plugging away. Got a great belief and great confidence in the group of players I've got, and there's a good team spirit. And again, winning 1-0 at Brighton, that's set it off, and we've had a good win tonight. So we just want to build on that.
Does the start of the season take the pressure off maybe any immediate need to go out and grab somebody as a signing?
No, I just think I've got to bring people through the door and get them through the door as quickly as possible, and then get them settled in. And again, keep these lads on the toes, because I want my players to be looking over their shoulder thinking, wow, I don't want anybody taking my place. I've got to play well and keep the shirt.